Welcome to the Student Composer Showcase for May. I'm Kari Anderson, and this month we'll be getting two different perspectives on the process of writing a piece of music, both from the student composer and the professional mentor helping them shape their works. First, let's hear from Harwood Union High Schooler Erin McGill about how she starts a composition.
I usually start with something I want to do. For example, the idea of having interesting rhythms. And then I turn that idea around in my head until it comes up with something melodic. And then after that, I start going on my clarinet and I play around with it until I come up with a working melody.
So how does a mentor take these musical ideas and orient them towards a complete piece of music? This is Travis Ramsey, who's been working with Erin and with Music Comp for a number of years.
I try to find out what the student's vision for the piece is, and then make sure they've written it in a way that supports that. So of course we want the kids to be really creative and to use the instruments in new ways and to make really fresh and innovative music. But at the same time, we have to find a way to make their ideas fit within the bounds of what a musician can play. How long can a clarinetist play before needing a breath? How fast can a violinist move up and down the scale? And it has to be written in a way that makes sense to the performer and formed in a way that makes sense to the audience down the road. Those two goals are at odds most of the time for composers of any age.
So let's get specific. Erin is currently working on a piece of music that will be performed at Music Comp's Opus concert next week.
It's called A Skip and a Twirl, and it's for a woodwind trio of flute, clarinet, and bassoon. I came up with the idea for it from a rhythm in a band song we were playing, and I came up with two different melody ideas. That became the skip, which is fast and cheerful and bouncy, and the twirl, which is stately and slower and like somebody twirling in a dance.
The mentoring process for A Skip and a Twirl was quite an evolution. At first, she had a very small idea. It was a single rhythm, really, and a little melody based on it. And then the piece took off. Erin developed the material and brought in new ideas to give it some contrast. I got to watch it develop from a really cool rhythmic motive, this da-da-da-da-da-da, into a very effective piece based on a motive. I guess it's probably like watching an artist turn a pencil sketch on a napkin into a whole painting. With Erin, I definitely felt like I was just a facilitator and a sounding board, and she was the driving force behind the music.
And how does that feel when you're done? Why go through all the trouble?
Writing music is very satisfying. When you write something, and then it works, and you get to hear it, and you realize, that's a piece of music that sounds good, and it came out of my head. It's all my own work. It's a very good feeling.
I love being a mentor composer for Music Comp. With my background as a composer, I sometimes just assume that all of these kids want to go on to major in music and study composition. But then I read their bios at the concert, and they're just regular kids. They love hockey and baseball and playing outside and reading, and they want to do all manner of things with their lives, not just music. And I think that's the awesome thing about the program. Yeah, they're special kids, and they create some really great music. And quite a few of them probably will go on to music in some very big ways. But they're also every kid and any kid, and for them, composing is just something that they do.
That's Travis Ramsey, a mentor with Music Comp, and Erin McGill, a Harwood Union High School student. You can hear Erin's piece, A Skip and a Twirl, at next Monday's Opus 32 concert at 6:30 at the Ellie Long Music Center at St. Michael's College in Colchester. Find the details at music-comp.org. Let's hear a piece of Erin McGill's from a couple years back. This is Couching Lion, music inspired by Camel's Hump.